people always talk about roadblocks and negativity, especially about the north, and for someone to come here and talk about the positives and the things that are really making a difference. And I think that's what we need to focus on. The north is a region that can make a difference, and we can feed a lot of people, and we can make a difference to the local community. So it's fantastic that he's embracing that.
Christian, what do you think was achieved by the PM's visit?
I think it always helps for people to see for themselves what's happening out, especially out in the rural Australia, and for him literally to get hands-on, touch the pumpkins, see some cheer and see what's going on the ground and understand the difficulties associated with being a small business in a rural area, but also the potential and the extreme opportunity there as well.
Do you feel like he had much of an understanding about those issues? Did you feel as if he was engaged with the conversation?
I think so. Surprisingly, he came across as having a very good understanding of what is possible here and the potential, and that there are some limitations, but there is that opportunity there. There's a lot of positive things happening in the community here at the moment, and we need to continue that into stage two and stage three so that we don't lose that opportunity that we have at the moment.
What questions did the PM ask you?
One of the questions he asked is what is holding us back, and we quite quickly answered it's red tape. I just really want to get the message across that we don't actually need another feasibility study, and I'm not saying what he's just given money for is anything but positive, but let's get on with it. We've got a tremendous amount of momentum. We've got the Chinese that have come here and really contributed to our community. They've come here with some real vision, and they're going to make a difference here. Let's run with it. And it's just incredible. This phase that we're going through at the moment is just what we need, and it's so good for the community.
David, do you think anything will come out of Tony Abbott visiting the Ord?
After 50 years of nothing happening in the Ord, you know, the community's wary of talk without action, so we really look forward to some decisions being announced.
Do you get the sense that if it isn't going to happen now, it never will?
If we can't get something moving now, the whole world is focusing on food security and, you know, Australia is a very good place to invest. That cycle will end. Hopefully we're not seeing it winding down now, but that cycle will turn. So if we don't take the opportunity when it's here. And again, we sometimes get very focused on cost-benefit analysis and feasibility studies. I reckon a lot of very significant decisions aren't based on either of those. It's planets aligning, and similar to Ord Stage 2, it was probably, you know, we won't wish another global financial crisis on anyone, but there was a political political circumstance in Perth combined with a need in Canberra. It all came together and Stage 2 was ready to roll. Ahead it went. So we need to make sure that we've got the work in place so that when funders need to fund something, we have an opportunity for them to invest.